Friday night, the Fayetteville Public Library will host the Northwest Arkansas premiere of the documentary Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm. Helm, an Arkansas native, was, of course, the drummer and a vocalist for the band, but also a legendary storyteller and host for his midnight ramble shows at his farm in Woodstock, New York. The documentary was directed by Jacob Hatley and was finally released after years of work and hundreds of hours of footage. Jacob Hatley is with me on the phone. Jacob, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks for having me.
What eventually became the film I Ain't In It For My Health started with, well, kind of started, didn't it, with an invitation to go to the doctor with Levon?
Well, we were acquainted with each other a little before then. We had done a music video with him, and I had tried to drop as many hints as I could while we were there that we should be doing a lot more than a music video, and that if he were ever willing, I would, at the drop of a hat, be more than happy to, you know, move on out to Woodstock and make a real film with it. So I think he had thought about it, and I think when he invited us to come to the doctor, that was his way of saying, let's do it.
You just used the phrase, moving on up to Woodstock. That's what you did. You moved to Woodstock to do what I think you thought would be a several-month operation.
Well, I didn't think it would take more than 6 months, but I was incredibly naive. It was, you know, it's the first feature film that I've made, and I was just foolish, you know. Especially given Levon, there was no way that was. After 6 months, we had maybe about, you know, 10 minutes of what you see in the actual film.
So then. What do you do? You've got 6 months, and I don't know how much capital you'd raise, but 10
minutes.
Yeah,
well, we thought we were in a sweet spot. We had a good budget for 6 months of shooting, and we were going to pay ourselves and rent a little place in Woodstock, and, you know, we were going to make it like a real professional production. And then after 6 months, we realized that the money was almost out, and we didn't have a film, and that we weren't going to be able to rent a place, so we moved into his barn, and those who were still willing to work for free stuck around, and we, you know, spent another 2.5 years there.
Now,
on and off.
Right. Now, I would think, as you're making a documentary, on one hand, this is great. You're on Levon's land. I mean, you're going to have, if not unfettered access, you're going to be very close.
That's right, yeah. Levon didn't do much according to a schedule. You didn't plan to shoot at 4 o'clock on Thursday. You just kind of had to be there, you know, and you just had to be ready, you know, when things were happening and when he was in a certain kind of mood. So we just kept the camera on a tripod with a tape loaded in there, and we just were at the ready, you know.
Would there be days in a row where you wouldn't tape at all?
There'd be weeks in a row where we wouldn't tape at all. Yeah.
I'm curious, what would you be doing at that time?
Pulling my hair out. That's what I was doing, and unable to do the one thing that Levon asked of me most, which was just to relax and enjoy ourselves, which is something I found it hard to do often, knowing that, you know, we needed this and we needed that, but you have to, you know, you had to accept that it's going to move at its own pace.
One thing I really like is it's not a retrospective. It's not, here is the career of Levon Helm, as fascinating a career as it is to go from Turkey Scratch to the band to Woodstock and the Midnight Ramble. This was more about Levon at the time you were with him.
Yeah, it's a very kind of fly-on-the-wall, direct, as much as possible, direct cinema approach where we just kind of have a character profile. I mean, I know that, you know, when you look up the movie, it's going to be filed under rock documentaries, and I understand that a lot of people are going to see the movie because they're fans of the music and they want to hear the music, and that's great, you know, whatever brings the audience in. It's, for me, though, it's not a music documentary, and it's a character piece.
How did the filming work? You said there'd be days, weeks where you wouldn't do anything. Then would he happen to come to the barn or give you a holler and say, let's do something?
No, it was never let's do something. I mean, the trick, I guess, to making the film with him is not acknowledging that you were doing anything. Just kind of being and allowing you know, allowing everyone around you to, or everyone in the scene to kind of forget that the cameras were there and be incredibly mad. I mean, you know, when you see the film, they're writing songs, you know, and he's dealing with some decisions he has to make about whether to go to the Grammys or not and things like that. So those are just, you don't plan for those things. You just have to, be there, you know.
So I guess then that's got to be tough because you're not prompting then anything that's of the conversation or trying not to in a way?
Well, when you can, you want to steer, you know that there are lingering questions that your film is dealing with. And when you can, you want to kind of just sneak in something that'll steer the conversation in the right direction or hopefully cause him to address it, you know, in the conversation. But for the kind of film this was, which is not an interview-driven film, you know, you can't ever feel like someone is addressing the camera or addressing someone just off the camera. Everything has to stay naturalistic. And so that was the trick, you know, trying to very subtly, slyly steer conversations and address things without imposing yourself.
One of the highlights of the film is when another Arkansan, Billy Bob Thornton, comes in. That turns into something else. That's great.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know that whole thing about, you know, they say not to meet your idols, you know, but they might disappoint you. But he did not disappoint. It was amazing to get to be in the room with him.
And there's this conversation that happens, and it looks like you have a two-camera shoot going then.
That was the one time we brought in a second shooter. Yeah, we had two cameras on that. Because we knew that Billy Bob was, you know, the one thing I said was like, look, you know, to his manager, can we please just no matter what, promise to, because there were a lot of people there that night, you know, and can we just get everybody out of the room for 30 minutes and let them sit down and talk without any, you know, without any pressure to be somewhere else or dealing with logistics of who's going to perform what that night, whatever. Can we just let them sit, you know, uninterrupted and hang out? That's why, and I promise I won't impose myself outside of that at all. And so we managed to get 30 minutes thanks to Barbara O'Brien, his manager, who helped us like every step of the way with this film. And so that's how it came out.
What was that like to be in the room? I mean, you've got these two who are wonderful storytellers, come from the same part of the planet, and they just seem so relaxed, and nothing seems staged at all. It's just like happening in front of you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, you try not to make a sound. You know, you try just to hope that people have forgotten that you're there. You know, I was shooting one camera, and Adam Kimmel was shooting another, who's a great cinematographer who shot Capote, and was actually up there that weekend and agreed to shoot the scene. And so it was two of us holding a camera and a sound guy, and you know, we just got lost in it.
After more than 2.5 years, how much footage did you end up with?
About 400 hours.
Wow.
But, you know, it does sound like a lot, but if you ask, I think, a lot of other documentary filmmakers, when you're making a kind of verite documentary, I don't really think it's that much. Mm. I think it's about par for the course.
So, knowing now what you didn't know then, would you do it all over again?
Oh, man, of course. Of course. I got to be his friend, you know?
Do you think you're... He would tell you to relax. Do you think you're a more patient person because of this project?
Yeah, I think so. I went to film school and everything, and I learned a lot more making this film than I did going to film school. That's for sure.
Jacob Hatley directed the documentary Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm. The film will have its Northwest Arkansas premiere Friday night at the Fayetteville Public Library. A panel discussion with some of Levon Helm's friends and fellow musicians from Arkansas will follow. Jacob, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
he's lost all his calm. And now where's the money to pay off his loan? He lost all his corn, can't pay off his loan. He lost all his corn. Well, the poor old dirt farmer.
The song Poor Old Dirt Farmer was the tune Jacob Hatley was hired to direct the music video for. It's the song that led to the friendship with Levon Helm and the eventual documentary. There will be additional showings of the movie at the library on Saturday, August 24th at 11 a.m. in conjunction with the Fayetteville Roots Festival. Friday, September 20th at 2 p.m. during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And then again Thursday night, September 26th at 6 p.m. For more information about the film or the showing times, you can go to the library's website, faylib.org.